you do obey them, indeed you will also become mushrik. The theme of this verse is like righteous ones are friends to each other, they support and they encourage righteousness and virtue. Then you have a class of people that are evil, this one evil, and will promote evil in all ways. The wording of the Quran is looked for a common flowery speech and way of description. And this type of people that will encourage evil in the word of the Quran are known as shaitan. So shaitan are from amongst men and amongst jinns. Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayhi say that the shayateen means the shaitan and the evil amongst men are worse than the evil amongst jinnah. The reason he gives is that the evil amongst the jinns, if you recite la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, they will disappear, they will leave. But the evil amongst men will not leave, even though you will recite the entire Quran Sharif, they will not leave. Then they were such subtle, deeply, that it is difficult for the common person to understand the evil that is contained within him. Cannot read to the person and be taking for face value, to not know that there is a very subtle shaitanic agenda within him. The mushriks of the past, they would say that why is it that the animal that Allah Ta'ala has killed, that you do not eat, consider that you count that as carrion. And the animal that you have killed, you have spotted that you eat that. What has been killed by Allah Ta'ala, which you played as forbidden, and what you spotted yourself, consider it as permissible. This type of flowery talks did not realize and did not understand what they are talking about. Life and death both are in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is you that have spotted the animal, whether it has died and after death, life and death comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this type of reasoning is used, then there is not going to be any limit to this. And then we also say that the woman that is outside the house can marry and make halal. But the woman that is within your home, your own mother, your sister, your daughter, that you count as haram. Whereas, you know for a fact, this is found in your home. Your mother is found in your home. Your sister is found in your home. Your daughter is found in your home. This is found as an impermissible, forbidden, haram, shameful. And that account, which is outside your home, is counted as permissible in marriage and nikah. So, this type of reasoning obviously lopsided. This type of evening is all incorrect and is made to deceive you. The wording of the Quran, zukhru for al, this is flowery speech used by way of deception. And this type of flowery speech was used to the people of the past, and to this day you will find shaitan who will use this type of flowery speech, and the common person whose understanding of being is not right, will be carried away. Like this type of flowery speech is used by scientists, and they will talk about evolution. They will try to talk about, for example, energy is not created. So now the common person cannot comprehend what he's talking about. He is actually leading you towards disbelief, leading you towards shirk. But you cannot comprehend the depth of what he is talking about, and because he's using flowery speech, he's using glossy words. So you tend to move in the direction, and you're not realizing that you're lifting your head. Then sometimes it is the concept that you are following, that have been aged long in Islam, long among Muslims, and then someone comes up with a fancy title, and everybody follows you. They talk about, for example, gender equality. And then they talk about gender equality, and they push the girl, the woman out of the house for higher education, high school, university, and then eventually she will become a career-oriented person. And so this is the whole agenda, but what is the intention? The intention is that the fabric of shame and modesty must be destroyed from the Muslim heart. She must not have any shame left, modesty must be ruined. So you can hardly find a woman whose career orientated, working out, going to high school and university, that has not been harassed, has not been interfered, or hasn't gone through an entire experience. The way she starts off looks very nice, flowery speech, but this is all by way of deception. So whichever way this is being used to deceive people, wrong is wrong, you will call a spade a spade. Then you will find that major conglomerates, they will say it's a corporate environment, everybody should be free, and then everything works with it. Every type of lewd behavior is practiced, but in a glossy, fancy way, a flowery, beautiful way, a respectable way, but every type of lewd activity takes place. So this Zukhruf al-Qawl is not something that is the invention of present day, rather it was in the past, they practiced the same things, and it's just a repetition of the same, but more glossy and more polished words have been used to promote all these types of evil by way of deception. So it is only those who do not believe in the hereafter whose hearts are inclined towards this. They delight in this, and they may go on earning all the wrong that they are earning. Now say, that must I take anybody besides Allah Ta'ala as judge? Anyone judge besides Allah Ta'ala? Whereas it is he who sent down the book, explained in total detail. Even people of the book, they know for a fact, those that are not biased, that are unprejudiced, that are clear in the minds of God, they know he is the truth from your Rabb. They know about it. And the word of your Rabb finds its perfection and completion in truth and in justice. The information that is related is absolutely true, it is precise, it is clear, there is no contamination of any falsehood in the word of Allah Ta'ala, like it was revealed, received today, like it was sent down, it's read today, and inshallah it will continue in this manner by the word of Allah Ta'ala to the extent of time. So the word is absolutely clear and perfect, wa'adla, and the commands of Allah Ta'ala are fully balanced and full of justice. There is no injustice and imbalance in the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word of Allah Ta'ala is not only true and balanced, but it's also preserved and protected. There can be none can change the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, people go with the count of hands, majority, but if you were to follow the common run of the earth, they will mislead you from the path of Allah Ta'ala. The common run is bent upon evil. They look at evil, they can't understand, they don't have the type of reasoning, understanding. So if you were to go by the common run, they will mislead you from the path of Allah Ta'ala. It's just guesswork and speculation that they follow. It is not concrete fact. When your Rabb knows those who have been strayed from his path, and knows those who receive guidance. Like talk about conglomerates, talk about corporate environment, if you talk about gender equality, then people that have been exposed to this will not find a woman who doesn't have a fight and encounter with her husband on account of this type of environment. The woman feels insecure about her husband, what is he doing? The same happens to the husband, he feels insecure, and the wife is in the workplace, what is she doing there? There is a type of insecurity that eventually then built up into an argument, into a misleading, into a misunderstanding, and then it goes on for counseling, and then eventually one of them lands up in the laps of depression. So where this starts off is where you have moved away from the traditional way, the way of the Quran, the way of the Bible and ancestors, you have moved away, tried to create some new system with our own brain, and then only 10, 15, 20 years later in life, then we understand what was the folly of our own reasoning, and we departed from the way of the Hadith, the way of the Prophet ﷺ, the Bible.